Blackstone Audio presents Candles Burning. By Tabitha King and Michael McDowell. For Michael. Chapter 1. My father died unpleasantly. Mama put it that way. My husband died, she used to say, letting her voice catch before concluding, unpleasantly. Stepping on a wasp barefoot, that's unpleasant. A mouthful of sour milk, that's unpleasant. What happened to Daddy was no mere unpleasance. It was murder, and not a cozy one, not the butler in the library with a revolver, not a bloodless, painless game of clues with a polite, high-class suicide to avoid the common gallows at the end. I was 7 years old when Daddy died. I did not entirely understand the nature of Daddy's death, nor did I accept its finality. His death was an event that had happened to me and to Mama and to my brother Ford. The realization that it had happened to Daddy came only with the passage of time. The pictures of the bloody footlocker that made the cover of what turned out to be the last issue of True Sex Crimes, the stories that appeared in that grimy little scandal sheet and its trashy ilk, Savage Real Crimes, 20th Century Group.